And it is John Gibbons with our little look at what's going on down from the Premier League. And last time, Neil Atkinson looked at three clubs who are in the Championship hoping to come up into the Premier League. So I thought I'd do a few more. And we'll start with Ipswich Town, who are absolutely flying at the moment, to talk about that. I've got Rich Woodward from the Blue Monday podcast. Rich, the table's looking good in this little international break.
It's crazy. My arm has got like loads of pinch marks on it. This is it's crazy. It wasn't supposed to be like this, but we're loving it. And it's amazing. And frankly, it's long overdue. Since you guys boshed us at the end of the 2002 season, we haven't had a huge amount to be happy about. And here we are. It's only October, though. That's what we keep reminding ourselves. Only October.
Yeah, for people who maybe don't follow, you know, football outside the Premier League as much as maybe they could or should, you know, Ipswich, like you said, had a good stint in the Premier League, you know, for over the younger years, sort of up and down. Since then, it's really been up and down, hasn't it? A real sort of roller coaster. Richard just symbolised saying maybe down, mainly down. But so nice to, I'm sure, lovely to see yourselves towards the top of the Championship and looking up.
Yeah, as I say, it's been a long time since we've had anything sustained to kind of be happy about. Kind of a few seasons in the playoffs under Joe Royal and then Mick McCarthy, an owner under Marcus Evans that a few people might have heard about who was well-intended but probably came in at the right time but made all the worst possible decisions that he could have made, including getting Roy Keane as manager and spending money on certain players. And it slowly, the game got too expensive for him. He couldn't sustain it. And really, fortunately, a few years back, we were sold out to an American hedge fund or pension fund. But they've put really good people in positions in this country. Mark Ashton's our chief exec. And one of the first things he did was appoint Kieran McKenna as our manager. And it took him a season and a half to get us out of League One, which was a massive slog. I'm not going to lie. But that momentum that we built is what we're seeing the culmination of now. You know, the squad is basically the same as the one that got promoted, a few signings. But yeah, for 20 odd years, nothing but misery. We've been a podcast, Blue Monday, for about 8 years, I think, 7, 8 years, and relentless misery. And now, we're pinching ourselves. It's crazy week after week to be talking about victories. But yeah, here we are.